But this is the preliminary trial run of the occupation. It's almost like a beta test, you know, when you're doing computer testing and stuff like that. We're seeing where the bugs are, and we're trying to work out the kinks.
Despite rainy weather, about 80 people came out to Gaslight Park yesterday to march and speak out against what they call economic injustice spanning across America and the world. The General Assembly decided not to begin a full-time 24-hour occupation, but they did agree to one thing, sending out a team to stand their ground. Dana Lazarus said the occupation is only a trial run.
To test the waters on what it's like to occupy and stay overnight in parks. It's like a science experiment where they're going to go out and collect data and test their hypothesis and bring it back to the group so that we make sure we do it right when it's time, when a bunch of thousands of people are here.
By about 4:30 in the afternoon, the group was still split on whether or not to begin full-time occupation. One of the group's moderators, Blake Westlake, said maintaining a good relationship with the police is a concern.
The one side of the camp is saying, Do we step on these toes? You know, do we kind of test our limits with the TPD because they've been so cool with us? You know, or do we wait? Do we see? You know, do we give them the space and stuff like that? And that's, we're balancing those concerns. I shouldn't say we, the whole General Assembly is balancing those concerns, whether or not we do, we don't, why we do or don't. And I actually think given maybe another week or so, a lot of those people will have, you know, figured it out for what they want to do.
They have had good police relations so far and even refrained from gathering at the park on Saturday to respect a memorial fundraiser for fallen officers. But when they stayed past dark on Sunday night, the protesters were told to leave Gaslight Park by Tampa Police Corporal Robin Pennick.
Y'all plan on staying out here tonight because you know the park is closed. The park is closed.
Thank you.
Okay. It's closed.
I'm leaving.
Okay. So are you telling us we have to leave then?
Yeah, the park is closed. Once the park is closed, you cannot be in the park once it's closed.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, y'all have a good night.
The encounter was peaceful and no one was arrested. Then they migrated to the nearby Curtis Hickson Park, where they would continue to push the envelope. A police officer who would only identify himself as Officer Rice approved of the group's new camp.
They can stay on public property.
White blocks lining the public sidewalk along North Ashley Drive were the only thing between the occupiers and handcuffs. No one is allowed in the park to the west of the blocks after 10 at night, while the public sidewalk to the east is fair game. That's where about a dozen protesters slept last night. They were required not to block the right-of-way. If the General Assembly decides this spot will be permanently occupied, Officer Rice could not say how he might respond.
I guess we'd have to wait and see what happens when it happens.
Members of Occupy Tampa aren't yet ready to risk arrest for their right to assemble. Some folks say that Occupy Wall Street is successful because the action was planned well in advance. Some protesters, like Angela Hadley, are preparing to occupy Tampa by consulting the people most familiar with finding a safe place to sleep in public, people without homes.
So they're going to show us where they sleep, where people who have lost their homes and lives and have now had to take to the streets, where do they sleep? And we've been meeting people that have degrees and had careers 3 years ago and lost everything and are now occupying the streets of Tampa, and they've been kind enough to share that with us, and that's the plan for tonight. And so what happened right now was the officer came out and told us that the park was closed, and we asked exactly what that meant and to get clarification, and she said that we would have to leave the park.
Blake Westlake saw this as an opportunity for the movement to walk the walk by working with those in need.
Particularly, there is and has been in the Tampa Bay area a homeless problem for a while, and not that, oh, there's too many homeless, but rather that they're being criminalized for not having a place to live or, you know, a place to sleep. And look at what happened in St. Pete over the last couple of years. It's happening here faster and faster by the day. So a lot of these guys agreed that, you know, we're showing direct solidarity with the 99%, the most disenfranchised of the disenfranchised. So, you know, we want to make sure that they, you know, see that, look, we're not just out here protesting, you know, the system. We're out here supporting the people it's hurt.
The General Assembly considered taking a stand against the second reading of a partial ban on panhandling at Tampa City Council. The group also voted to support collective bargaining in the local fire department in hopes of getting their support in return.
We can take
on Tuesday
in solidarity
with Tampa
fire department.
There is a public forum
where you can voice
your opinion
on this.
their collective bargaining rights.
On their collective bargaining rights.
This would show great respect.
This would show great respect.
Solidarity with the fire department.
Solidarity with the fire department.
The
99%.
They are facing budget cuts.
They are facing budget cuts.
And layoffs of 200.
And layoffs of 200.
To 400.
Occupy Wall Street and similar movements around the country have received mixed reactions to their leaderless assemblies and diversity of demands. No person can speak for the General Assembly or the 99% of people who say they aren't super rich. Keith Cuesta thinks the core mission is rooted in democracy.
Well, if we as the people can come together and say that we're not going to accept as much money as is in politics right now, then the people, politicians are going to be forced to listen to the people and not the money, which is the point of it all, which is what our democracy is about, is listening to the voice of the people, not the voice of the people who have more money.